The Burt Show.
We got two junior Burt Show listeners in here today. Russ. Hey, Russ. What's going on?
Nothing.
How old are you?
12.
How you doing today, man?
I'm good.
How'd your mom get you up this early in the morning in the summertime?
I don't really know. I just woke up.
And his sister, Claire, who is 7 years old, is here also. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Claire's got that confidence, man. She's like, I'm ready to do this. Let's go. Let's go. We told you guys that if you had your kids email us over the last couple of weeks, that we would select some of those, and if they came on the radio and they read their letter to dad, that we would hook up the family with $1,500 at BrandSmart. $1,500. Claire, do you know how much money that is?
You could actually purchase the new BrandSmart store that's up 85. You could buy that entire store.
You understand how much $1,500 is for your dad here?
Yeah.
You get that? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of electronics. So we sorted through a whole bunch of them, and we decided that you guys are going to be the first. It's going to read your letter to dad, and you get $1,500 for your dad to BrandSmart on Father's Day. You guys cool with that?
Yep.
Yeah?
What do you think your dad's going to get? Like a TV or a new refrigerator?
Seven of them.
Several of them?
Yeah. Yeah?
Are you going to convince him to get like an Xbox or something like that?
I already got him.
We already got that. That's mine.
That's yours. Claire's on top of that right now. Tell us a little bit about your dad before we get him on the phone here.
Well, he works at Delta Airlines. He's working the night shift, so I feel bad for him right now because he's working for the night shift. And I just wanted to write him a letter and let him know how much we care for him.
That's cool.
So sweet. Cool.
That is cool. Claire, tell us a little bit about your dad.
He's nice and that he always does make sure that me and my brother that we always get to the things that we need for sports and stuff.
That's important cool. Right there. He sounds like a very cool dad. And if I'm at work and I'm listening to this on the radio, I've lost it already.
I know.
I've totally lost it already. So you guys understand, like, as soon as we put him on, now we're not going to tell him that we're giving you the $1,500 to BrandSmart, okay? You guys can do that later. That will be a surprise.
Tell him you bought it with your allowance.
Yeah.
Tell him you've been saving all that up, okay? So today it's just going to be a sweet call between you and dad. You'll read the letter to him, and then later on you could tell him, you know, what you got for him, okay? Sound cool?
Yep.
All right, we all got our game plans. Claire, you ready to do this?
Yes, I guess.
Okay. So for the last couple of weeks, we have been asking Burt Show listeners to email us letters to their father and to read them on the air this week to their father for Father's Day. And that's exactly what we're going to do here with Mick and Claire to their dad. Good morning, Russ.
No,
Mick.
No.
Mick. Mick, I'm sorry, I got it all wrong. Hey, Mick.
Yeah.
How are you today, Mick?
I'm fine.
We are on the radio right now. It's Q100 and the Burt Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's never good news, is it?
No.
In this case, I think it is. We got your whole family in here with us.
All right.
Russ, do you want to tell your dad why you're in here today?
We wrote you a letter, Dad, and we just wanted to get something for you for your Father's Day. So here it is.
These guys spent a whole bunch of time writing you a letter for Father's Day, and they want to read it to you on the radio.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay. It's all yours.
Dear Bert, our names are Russ and Claire. We are 12 and 7 years old. We are writing to tell you why our dad is the best. We are very lucky. Our dad makes sure we get everything we need.
Last year in kindergarten, my teacher moved me to the front of the class, and I told my parents I need to get my eyes checked. My dad found an eye doctor that only worked with children. He took me to the appointment and let me pick out whatever glasses I wanted, even if they were too much money. I cried on the first day because every other kids in my class were making fun of me, and my dad took me and told me about how he had done the same thing.
I remember when my dad did not work because his job let him go after he hurt himself at work. He never let my sister or I go without anything. He made sure we still got to play baseball, football, cheer, and do gymnastics. I remember when he had surgery, even with a cane and his arm in a sling, he would come watch every game we played. When we needed a coach for our team, he was out there coaching us. Even with the cane and sling.
I had tr- trouble with my teeth, and my dad and I had to get some pulled out and spacers put in. I was scared to go to the dentist. He would take me and sit with me even when I was crying and not wanting the dentist to look at my teeth.
There are so many things our dad does, but one thing he does is help other people. He helps people who do not have money or have not experienced things and gives them an opportunity. Last year, we took two boys who I play football with to go to Six Flags because they have never been before, and my dad felt bad that they have never been there. We had fun. He has a lot of kids he has coached. I'll call and tell him what they have done, and he tries to go see them play as well as my sister and I at our sports.
We love our dad, and we hope that you understand why he's the best dad.
There you go, Mick.
Good job. Great job.
Great job. Two great kids here.
Tell me about it.
I can't think of a better Father's Day present than that, man.
That's all anybody can ask for.
Right.
So sweet.
Totally sweet. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. And Mick, have a great Father's Day. And we've stacked these guys with some gifts for you, and I think it's going to be a fantastic Father's Day for you, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You guys have a happy Father's Day, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You guys did a great job.
Great job, guys. Good job.
You guys are both great. Claire, you're only 7 years old? She's like 7 years old in a Miley Cyrus, Jen Hobby Theory kind of way. Where she's like going on 15.
Yeah, she's seven going on about 13, I think.
You guys did a great job. Thanks for coming in, okay?
Great letter.
Have a great Father's Day, okay? Thanks, you guys.
The Burt Show.